Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Somebody asked me a question. What is the ruling in Islam about people who are spending time and effort just posting a picture? Their face, their children, a meal. What about this? How I look? What do you think? I went this way. I came this way. I did this. I did that. And day and night, people posting. You have people backbiting each other, big people, just nonsense. You have to remember your effort, your time. What you're spreading is an amana. It will affect people. Either it can cause me a desire, or it can cause me to be jealous, or it can cause me to be envy. Or I backbiting you, you backbiting me, we talk about it. You know what it means? Today, we are planting the seed of Jahannam in our heart and other. The Muslim supposed to be spreading good, promoting good, not promoting evils, not promoting to be distracted from Allah. You want to spend or you send? Send a story, send a message, hadith, ayah. But most of all, you listen to it. You try to live it. My dear brother and sister in Islam, the question is, what is the ruling? The ruling is start with your niyyah. Why I'm sending this for everybody to watch? What is my niyyah? This number one. What is the consequences of what I am spreading? What is the purpose behind it? Why I won't show the world who am I, who I'm with, and what I'm doing? What is the purpose? And every time the child grow, different picture. Every time the child have a whatever, a different picture. And a meal, and this, and that, with diaper, without diaper, this, that, me, you name it. Nonsense. Now, there's another part of the question. What it mean to me about people like that? Hollow, empty. The state of Iman is not there. The state of awareness about Allah is not there. The state of Dhikrullah, if you are busy of doing Dhikrullah and doing good deed, you will never do that. You will never do that. If you have a dot of Iman alive in your heart, you will never do that. Why? You think about it. What the consequences? How many entry of this Facebook or whatever you are entered? How many people watch it and for what purpose? You want to be questioned about all this Yawm al-Qiyamah? And what happened if your son or daughter gets sick or dead? Yesterday, the driver of the taxi I took in Mecca, he asked me a question. He said, please make dua for my son. My son is 8 years old. He was playing with some children. When somehow he fell down over something and it poked his eyes. Now his son become a blind. Do you think now a father, his son playing with the children, he know his son will coming blind? How he feel? This happening today when people lose their children or lose something, we go crazy. I send you a few minutes ago the video about the man who training a lion. What we training our children for? What we living for? What the purpose of our life? What the purpose of spending time with my children? What I'm trying to feeding them? Not only the food and the knowledge and expertise and thought. What do you have for them? Every one of us said, oh, I want Allah, I want my children to be for. Okay. If you are honest, what are you doing about it? If you're sincere and have sadq, what action you do to achieve that? Make dua for me and that's it. You see, subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, time is an amana. Effort is an amana. Money is an amana. Even the feeling and thought is an amana. Imagine every moment you spend and you do not remember Allah. Allah can tell you, why you don't remember me? Do you have somebody better than me to remember? You have someone better than me to feel in love with and think about him? Who can benefit you more than Allah? Who the love story with him will be more beneficial to you than Allah? My dear brother and sister in Islam, we wasting a lot. And not only that, we wasting ourselves, we wasting our children, and we wasting mankind. Imagine, wake up big time. Amana is high, belong to Allah, and he will question you about it. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Imagine if I spread a picture or a photo or somebody or anything, and it causing somebody to be jealous on me or envy me or desire or any feeling, good or bad. Who will get the punishment? The person who spread it, he will get the punishment for it, and everybody follow him. Do you want to be among those? Be super carefully about what you're spreading, what is your niyyah, what is your intention, and what you spread it for. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.